God's sake.
Who is Lorraine Dyer, by the way?
Well, she's an amalgamation of our favourite celebrities.
Of course, Eric Dyer and Lorraine Kelly.
Exactly that.
Did you see, oh my God, I can't believe I'm leading with this, it's so, so degrading, but at one point Eric took his shirt off during the England game, and he's looking well, Eric. Get in touch. Well, no, don't get in touch, but I'm happily betrothed now, but Eric, where were you a couple of months ago, and why didn't you get in touch, is what I'm asking.
Yes. Yeah, Eric is looking very well. I did actually notice that and think of you. Also, because they make me laugh. I was about to say the little sportsman. But they make me laugh when they take their tops off and they have those little sports bras on, which I know are for, like, tracking their heart rate and all of this shit, but it just looks like they're wearing sports bras for their little tits.
I was going to say, Jess, bad news. I'm wearing one too. Just a training bra, just to see, just as they're setting in.
Is it from the Angel line at M&S?
It is, yeah.
Where everyone's first bra's from.
Don't you think the idea of a training bra is really creepy? Like, what are you training for? Like, the big tip marathon or something? the knockers 10K.
The Chebby's heptathlon.
Oh my God, the Chebtathlon.
Oh, no. Yeah, it is creepy. I think you're 100% right. Yeah.
Does it require much training with your tits? Do you remember giving them a pep talk in the morning?
Yeah, well, yeah, we had a good huddle after waking up, and then, yeah, we'd stop for some orange segments about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Started splashing Lucozade on your tits. You can do it.
but enough about my weekend.
Hello. It's good when you start with isn't it, for podcasting? Should we try to not say throughout this podcast as a little challenge to ourselves?
I'd love that.
It will encourage us, I think, to take longer breaths, more pauses.
Correct.
It's really hard, actually.
Yep. There's going to be a whole lot of silence this episode.
Yeah, lots of long, protracted silences. Welcome to Search Party. This is the podcast where two best mates explore each other's search histories. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Search Party Pod. Please follow Jess down the street. She doesn't mind too much. Just say hello if you've got your knob out. If you like the podcast more than a bit, then please review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts with a 5-star rating. If anyone wants to email us, searchpartypod@gmail.com.
You've just said quite a lot of erms.
Shit. Okay. If anyone wants to email us, please do so at searchpartypod@gmail.com. I don't know why you would, but people do. We do get the odd email, not from actual listeners, just from fake people, fake
spam.
News.
Spam. Yes. Yeah. Spam. Junk mail mainly, yeah. Yes, it's a wash with penis enlargers and sleep aids.
Or both for a very confusing night.
Anyway, there's enough about your weekend.
Yeah, exactly. There's a very satisfied ghost in this area. Thanks, James. Oh. Oh.
No, no, no. No, thank you. That's quite enough of that.
I said it's actually really hard. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Why do we say
Well, it's just an, it's basically like the oral pause.
Don't you dare talk about my oral pause on the podcast.
Yeah, no, it's a funny one. I think, okay, now you've said it, I'll tap into it. Should we have maybe a visual sign to each other if someone's saying it?
What, like a middle finger? Not middle finger up. I meant to say a finger up. Just for some reason I went really aggressive. So if someone says herb, you have to be like, fuck you.
Yeah, perfect. No, that's done. Deal.
Perfect. Deal. Jess, why are you looking up spider mites?
I was gifted the other day by my parents a pot plant for letting them stay in my flat a couple of weekends ago, and it has proceeded to infect all of the other plants in my flat with quite a heavy infestation of spider mites.
Really? What kind of spider? What am I talking about? What kind of plant was it?
It's a peace lily, which is ironic as it's literally pillaged the other triffids in this building. But I'm staring at it right now, patient zero, because I'm not giving up on it. I've gone out and bought the necessary products and a spritzer. That was not. Oh, no, we don't want to say so sorry. But it's just been absolute Guernica in the flat for the last week in terms of fighting off mould, killing bugs.
Who said anything about mould?
Oh, it's awash with mould as well. It really, yeah, I mean, it's probably a bit too far gone. But
what, your flat should have been such a lovely gift. Is awash with mould?
No, the plant.
Oh, I see. I thought you were saying that you had a few different things to... I was like, Jess, it's a new build. How the fuck have you managed?
Yeah, God, no, I really should have been on the phone to the lawyers if that had been the case. No, the mould situation's been fine. But then obviously my bar for mould situations is quite high, I think, after where we used to live.
Yeah, yeah. We were effectively fungi for quite a long time.
Yes, my room was just a petri dish that had been left out for too long by what was his name, Louis Pasteur.
I was the CEO of Sports Direct.
Just as an aside, I went to a this is a cool and happening sentence, but I went to an independent ceramics market by myself on Sunday.
Oh,
and
it's happening.
And there was
the descent.
And there was a girl there who was making fake Sports Direct mugs, but they were all kind of misshapen, and they said Spurts Derocked on them, and I just loved them, and it really made me laugh, and I considered buying you one, but I didn't have enough money, really.
How much were these Spurts Derocked mugs?
The Spurts Derocked mugs were, I think, £40, so fairly hefty, and I'd already purchased two teabag troll-like trays. So I was a bit out of pocket.
£40?
Yeah.
If you're paying that much, you've got to ask yourself, who's the real mug?
You're not wrong. Well, I didn't, so I'm mug free.
Also,
news just in.
Is when you call it an independent ceramics market, is it because the ceramics themselves are independent? Like, you're never going to touch this. I'm my own ceramic. I'm my own pot.
Oh, God. Yeah, that is exactly right. That's exactly right. We've got some feisty ceramics in the market.
You cannot smash this.
They don't
this.
Take no shit from no one. You ain't ever going to get this candy, said the olive bowl.
You're never going to touch this because I am what? Fierce.
Sent the soap dish.
I'm a fierce fruit bowl, motherfuckers. So are the mites, are they alive and well, or are they all dead now?
No, they're in the process of being dealt with. I've only just God, so many sentences that just could be, as we often say, you know, tell me that you're single without telling me that you're single. But I've only just recently purchased the requisite neem oil needed to rub all over the leaves in order to get rid of the mites.
What is that? Neem oil? I think we went to school with neem oil.
She was in that band. No, it's like neem oil. So the man in the garden centre told me is kind of like a one stop. Anything that's wrong with your plant, we'll deal with it.
So, is it expensive?
You heard it here first. It was £9, but you use like one drop for a litre of water, so it's actually pretty good going.
Are they visible to the naked eye, these spider mites?
Yeah, actually, which is like the most kind of harrowing part of it. So if you can see white under the leaves, that means that you've got an infestation. And yeah, all of my plants are just covered in white. Yeah, much like David Warburton's kitchen, all of my plants covered in white. But, so yeah, just dealing with that. So, you know, James, I know you actually are a big plant lover, so if you've got any tips and tricks, and maybe I just need to throw this one out.
Well, I'm a plant lover in the same way I'm a person lover, in that I have a lot of energy at the beginning, and then over time it dies, and I just replace them.
Yes. Fucking hell. Shout out to all of James's friends.
Shout out to my ex. Sorry I left you for dead.
Yeah, okay, right. Well, no, don't worry about it then. I'll just deal with this myself. It's nothing I like more to do of an evening than fight mites.
Neem oil.
I love the smell of neem oil in the morning. Right, James, why were you searching AI portrait generator?
Have you seen these?
No, I don't think so.
Oh yeah, you're off Instagram, aren't you?
Trying to be, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a trend going at the moment. You know how these things come in waves. People suddenly turn into, you know, microbes. They turn into, you know, hot dogs. They turn into, you know, assorted items. You know how it is. People become orcs. They become, you know, little anime versions of sausage rolls, things like that. And then out of nowhere, loads of like heavily edited AI selfies have started doing the rounds on social media, and I wanted to see what all the fuss was about. And a part of me, the 85% part of me that's a narcissist, wanted to see what I would look like in AI as well. And look, I know a lot of people have done this, and I realise that we might alienate a few listeners by keeping this segment in, but I'm going to tell you now, anyone that went on that app and paid £2.49 for some AI selfies are sad acts. I want nothing to do with them. Because I saw it and thought, oh, this is a fun thing. And if it's free, then fair play. There was a free trial on the app. I thought, fair enough, free trial. You get to try it out. And if, you know, if you're still loving these AI selfies in 30 days, then you can continue paying if you're a fucking maniac. But Then, as I was going to do the thing, it said £2.49 for 50 images. I was like, nah, absolutely not. No,
nah, you're all right.
Just to see myself, like, with no blemishes, you know, dressed in a warrior outfit. I mean, I could do that anyway if I just started moisturising. I mean, you know, what big whoop. What do you need?
I was going to say. Yeah. Also, like, maybe I've sort of missed the point of it, but, like, once you've sort of seen it once, what's the need for 50 images? Like, isn't it sort of done after you've seen yourself once? Maybe I'm wrong, but...
I think it's just, like... I think it uses the same technology as like deep fakes and just superimposes you onto some different kind of selfies. So they do kind of look a bit like you, but okay. Not really. So.
Right.
I don't know. I think the feature of it is that you could be, you know, without going on holiday, you could be pictured wearing a lovely little Princess Mononoke cosplay. You can, you know, you can put on right. a, you can go to a quinceañera without having, you know, having befriended a 15-year-old Mexican. They're options.
Oh, well, that rules me out then.
Pablo! Stop it. I'm recording. I said I was... Pablo, I will play drafts with you after. For God's sake, he's so... He's a lot of fun, but he's just very demanding. And, yeah, so I think that's the future, is the, you know, you can... Super, but I just think £2.49. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is, I suppose, cheaper than the holiday, though, you know, or probably in our case, cheaper than befriending a young Mexican. But yeah, I think I'm with you on the sad act front. It feels like a ginormous waste of money.
Yeah, it does. But there's so many other things that are free as well, you know. Also, what happened to Microsoft Paint? Just cut yourself out loosely and just chuck it on a picture of a cat, and there you go, done. Maybe I'll do that for the image for this week's podcast. I'll just do that. I'll get a couple of cats and superimpose our heads onto them, and then there you go. No need to download Blender.
Yeah, we'll show you Meta, whoever you are. That's just made me think. Do you remember... Several years ago, there was a story in the news about somebody who had managed to like convince all of their friends and family over a period of months that they'd been traveling, I want to say in South America, and it actually all been filmed from like the comfort of their lounge with a few sort of plastic plants and kind of like hurriedly printed like beach design back or like a beach towel or something like that hung on the backdrop. Yeah, and everyone had fallen for it. I mean, it's very similar to that, so I wonder if that person's in charge of the programme.
Why did they do that?
It's a good question. I'm actually not sure why they did. Just shits and gigs, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I suppose if you have a frayed relationship with your family, you could just be like, I'm so sorry, I'd love to. I'm in Cancun. Pablo, come over here.
Sorry, the signal is all breaking up so bad in Cancun.
Yeah, you could do all of that. Then I suppose that's the part of the appeal, maybe.
Yeah, it might have literally, just been in order to get out of some social events, potentially. I don't know if there's any darker reasons. I feel like, though, there was maybe at some point some ransom money involved. I don't know. Yeah, I think it got a bit darker at one point.
Oh, I see. Well, again, there's a lot of work. I mean, at this point, can't you just get a job?
A lot of work.
I mean, sorry to be that guy.
James, not in this economy. Have you seen?
I'm sounding a bit more dangerous.
Easier to fake your own kidnapping.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I won't take the job. I'll fake my own kidnapping to my family and friends. That's much easier.
Oh, tell you what you could do. You could just get on the welfare system. Fucking giving it away. Can't move for money. That's what people say, isn't it? They don't have to work a day in your life. Oh, gosh. Yeah. So far from the truth. It's unbelievable. question and then a follow-up question straight away.
Yeah.
Jess, why were you looking up Snow Scenes UK? Follow-up question. Have you heard of Just Going Outside?
Yes, that is a fair point, especially given the conditions this week. I don't know about everyone. Maybe all of our listeners haven't actually had snow, but we've had quite a lot in London, which has been really fun. No, so, I mean, you know this about my boyfriend, but he, one of his favourite sort of like, one of his favourite genres of comedy is people gently hurting themselves on camera.
I can tell you why I know that, because your boyfriend once gave me 50p to jump into a holly bush when we were 13. So I'm aware of his love of the slight harm.
So he's got a real penchant for that. And he introduced me, or just, you know, sort of, we were talking about the fact that it was snowing when we woke up and the other morning whenever it started. And he said, you know, one of the things he loves is when the BBC, or like, it's often stuff like the Daily Mail, starts putting out like sort of compilations of very slow motion car crashes when no one gets hurt, or people sort of very slowly skidding down their street and just lots of people in like regional accents going, what the fuck are you doing? the other good one that people always say after the slow car crashes, you can't park there, no.
They do that.
They do that, and I absolutely love it. Yeah, so that was just me trying to search for more compilations. Just could not get enough of the compilations from across the UK. It was time well spent.
I saw a couple of these. Did you see the ones from Wiltshire? They were my favourites.
Oh, remind me.
The ones from Wiltshire was just this one road and this bloke unhelpfully standing and not helping people while people were pushing cars going, oh, what are they doing there? That, oh, God, what's he playing at? Why is he driving like that? There's someone struggling on a corner. And then at one point, this kind of slightly articulated car, I don't know what you'd call it, maybe a van. It just goes around the corner and just slowly crashes into a tree, and he's just stood there going, oh, what's he playing at, what's he doing? So like, go and help, you I fucking love it. Freak.
No, because the videos just bring so much joy. I'm so glad there are some people that genuinely, when they see sort of like small catastrophes happen on their streets, would rather stand there and film it and commentate on it. Thank you to those people, because it brought me hours of joy.
Yeah, but Jess, can I remind you of when there was a fire in our building and we were stood outside and I was wearing a pair of silky shorts and you were wearing a grey T-shirt and some jersey shorts with a bit of a slit up the side. And bloke, that drunk maniac came up to us when we were in our hour of need and we were worried about our belongings, came up to us, went, do you want to do an interview with his phone? And he had a bottle of half-drunk Blossom Hill.
Yes, I do remember that, man. Yes, us watching our earthly possessions burn in front of our eyes, someone stumbling along with a whole bottle of Zinfandel going, can I have a car to you?
Do you want to do an interview?
No, mate. No, I do not.
Thinking he's fucking PewDiePie as well, has got like a huge following. No one gives a fuck about this extremely localised fire. I mean, do you remember that bloke? At one point, we were kind of like, no, it's all right. At one point, about an hour later, he was still hanging around. And from about 25 metres away, we heard someone go, can you just fuck off, please? I love that.
Oh, yeah, the snap. To be fair, he hung around for a really long time. He was a diligent journalist.
Well, he was drunk, is what he was.
Yes, he was drunk and he had nothing better to do on, I believe it was a Monday night at 3 a.m.
Yeah, it was. Oh, God. Blossom Hill on a Monday night. I mean, he can join the £2.49 AI portrait sad acts in a special class.
Oh, bless him. James. Why, please? Ooh, great search. Don't really care why you were looking it up. It's just making me hungry. Why were you searching mini cheddars?
So, I sent... My flatmate was going to the co-op the other day. And she said, can I get you anything on the way out? And I was like, let me have a think about it. I'll text you. I texted her to get some mini cheddars. She sent me... I just wasn't looking at my phone because I thought mini cheddars are so ubiquitous that people would just know what they are, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you can get some funky flavours now.
Yeah, but Jess, we were in a different category. So I went back to my phone about 10 minutes later and I found that she'd sent me a wide-angle picture of the entire cheese aisle. which one do you want? And then a follow-up picture of these question mark and some baby bells.
Oh no. I mean delicious. But well, no.
But I don't like them. So you know that thing of like in a scenario like that, what you're meant to do in terms of social norms is be like, oh, don't worry, I'll have them, it's fine. I really don't like them, and I don't have very much money until Christmas. So I was kind of like, oh, do you like them? Do you want to started selling them on? I was like, you can have them. No, you like them. I've seen you eat cheese. You like cheese. You like them. Have
You'll
them.
Be okay.
Treat yourself.
What, 20% markup? Oh, that's just standard for the resale.
That's standard. Don't worry about having it. Treat yourself. Go on, have a baby bell. Just try and save about £2.40. Go on, treat it.
Oh.
So that's why I was looking that up because I was trying to show her. At that point, I fruitlessly sent her a picture of mini cheddars so that she knew what they were, but she'd already left at that point. She was already baby bells in hand. The cheese. And she was already on her way home. Jess, why were you looking up pink sparkle eye shadow tutorial?
I mean, I think that one's quite self-explanatory. I don't know how to do makeup.
But you've never struggled to get pink eye in the past. Actually, sorry, quickly. How do you actually get pink eye?
Great discussion topic.
Come on, kids, gather round the fire. Let's discuss. Granny, you as well.
And today in Speaker's Corner, we discuss, how do you get pink eye?
What is it? Is it just like a little bit of shit on your hands that you rub in your eyes? Is that what it is?
The thing is, the amount of people that get it, I just think there has to be a simpler explanation because people cannot. I refuse to believe that people are walking around with shit on their hands.
But straight men don't wipe their bums properly. This is something I've learned from being part of the queer community where your bum's more in play. You know, it's not it's not something that straight men do a lot of. I mean, they barely fucking wash their hands. I mean, let me tell you that, as someone that spent a lot of time in gendered toilets, male ones, mostly.
But yes.
Occasionally you get dragged in. Do others. No, I don't. Has that happened to me before? Oh, I think maybe once, but anyway, no one cares. People don't wash their hands. They come out of the cubicles and they just think, lovely, let me just rejoin my pint of John Smith's.
Oh, that is tough, isn't it? God. But, okay. So I always thought when we were in school that people said that, you know, your mate could fart on a pillow at a sleepover, you could sleep on it and then you'd have pink eye. But I guess that's much the same thing, just a different vehicle, a different carrier for the shit.
So it's shitty particles in the eye.
I believe so. We could do a lot. Actually, do we want to go into this? I was going to say we could do a live search, but I think it's the content no one asks for.
Let me just ask Google. Hold on a sec. Hey, Google, how do you get pink eye?
Here is some information from the web that might possibly help. On the website cdc.gov, they say, conjunctivitis caused by irritants. 1. Caused by irritation from a foreign body in the eye or contact with smoke, dust, fumes, or chemicals. 2. Not contagious. And 3. Can occur when contact lenses are worn longer than recommended or not cleaned properly. People also sometimes ask me, what is the main cause of pink eye? Do you want to hear the answer?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we do.
On the website nih.gov, they say, viral pink eye is most often caused by a common virus called adenovirus, but other viruses can also cause pink eye. If you have viral pink eye, you may also have a cold or sore throat. Bacterial pink eye can be caused by many different types of bacteria.
Nothing about shit on the hands there.
Also, her pronunciation of pink eye.
Pink eye.
Makes it sound so much more exciting than what it really is, which is just a slightly shitty eye.
Yeah. Have you got sort of Safe Search on or something? Because I think she was beating around the bush a bit with wanting to say excrement on the hand.
Oh, well, hold on. So let's find out. Hey, Google, define felching.
According to Wikipedia, felching, when semen or other fluids are sucked from the anus.
Oh, no. There we go.
No, I think we're in the clear.
She programmed right.
At this point, I think it's a bit like it's got that AI thing where it learns its user. So at this point, it's like it's, you ask it, you're like, Google, what's the weather like? It's like, it's fucking freezing.
Maybe this is a case then of, you know, dear listeners, please write in if you maybe have suffered from pink eye or you're a medical professional and know the actual causes.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that it's visible, so people were going to make a joke about it, but actually could come from a variety of sources, not just rubbing your bum on someone's eye.
Yeah. Yeah. Really visceral image, but yeah, I think you must be right.
Okay, good one.
Also, good one, Google. Also, shout out to that time that I got conjunctivitis from those amoebas in the lake in Leicester.
Oh my god, happy memories.
Heady days.
Yeah. You are, if you were going to say to me which of your friends is going to get pink eye, I would say you without a second pausing. I'd be like, yes, 100%. You are the most likely to be afflicted by things that were cured a number of years ago.
Things that you absolutely have been vaccinated for, but managed to get.
Yeah, Jess, can you come out on Saturday? Nah, sorry, I got gout. Just like...
That is true. I don't think of myself as a poorly person, but I have just been struck down by some interesting illnesses.
No, you're afflicted. You're not sickly. You're not like Lady Jane Grey. You're like, you're a woman of real substance. And strength, but just occasionally afflicted by anachronistic diseases.
Yeah, that's me. Anyway, that's my Tinder bio written. What I was going to ask is how have you been enjoying the snow? Just before we leave, have you been having fun?
No.
Okay. Short segment coming up.
No, I haven't. Imagine if I just ended it on that.
On that note.
No, I I've been struggling to keep my composure on the street because it's quite, I mean, I know it's fucking icy everywhere. I'm very aware of that. I'm very, very aware that this is not a unique problem to me. But I think as a bigger person in society, people don't take you very seriously anyway. They kind of think you're like jolly Mr. Blobby, like day to day. But if you start falling down on the street, you become a very lowly figure. I mean, you go down the pecking order societally. By every slip, you'd get down one peg. And by the end of it, you're just a fucking laughing stock.
Right. Yes. Yeah. There is something very comical about watching everyone place their feet so sort of thoughtfully on the ground. Taking corners very slowly.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, you know, not to worry. Then I thought that was going to be a light, just a moment of levity. But
No.
Never mind. Anyway, so wherever you are in the country, snowy or not snowy, do take care and, you know, hope you're having a lovely time.
To most of our listeners who are in possession of a Zimmer frame, be extra careful.
And yeah, if you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Search Party Pod and leave us a review on the podcast platform of your choice. Right. Well, all that remains to be said is I am Jess. Or do we say I have been? This is the existential section.
You are Jess, yeah. But you've also been Jess. You've never not been Jess, to be honest.
I exist as Jess.
And I exist as James.
See you later.
Modern philosophical thinker and curator.
Hey!